KEY. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here. We are live all across the country, all the way from New England to Hawaii. We appreciate you joining us, and we've got two exciting guests lined up for this hour. A little later on, we're going to be joined by Paul Eisenstein, noted auto journalist, the publisher of TheDetroitBureau.com, contributor to many publications worldwide and national public radio. We're going to be talking to him about the general mood in Detroit, some of the recent test vehicles that he has checked out, and also we'll talk to him about some of the governmental things going on, this Obama plan to grade vehicles A, B, C, D, F, etc. And, of course, we'll throw out a trivia question or two and take your calls at 800-259-9231. A little later on, we'll also have some additional automotive news for you. We've got the founder of True Cars standing by, and Zag, Scott Painter. But we begin this hour with a quick look at the world of motorsports and our news editor, Jeff Bressler. Jeff, what's going on?
Be getting into the zone at exactly the right time. Hamlin was suffering through a late-season slump until last week in Atlanta, where he had a dominating car but finished last after his engine failed. Hamlin was operating on all cylinders, though, this past Saturday night as he held off Joe Gibbs' teammate Kyle Busch to win at the Richmond International Raceway. For Hamlin, an extra special win, the Virginian considers Richmond his home track. It was Hamlin's series-best sixth win of the season and pushed him past four-time defending champion Jimmy Johnson for the top seed in the chase for the NASCAR championship. The points were reset after the race, and Hamlin goes to the chase opener at New Hampshire with a 10-point lead over Johnson. Regular season points leader Kevin Harvick took the third seed, 30 points behind Hamlin. Kyle Busch is also 30 behind Hamlin. Kurt Busch, winner of the inaugural 2004 chase, is the fifth seed, followed by Tony Stewart and Greg Biffle. Biffle secured his spot in the 12-driver field just 30 laps into the race when start and park driver Jason Leffler called it a night. Biffle was guaranteed a spot in the chase by finishing 42nd or better. He wound up 32nd. Jeff Gordon will be seated eighth, the first of five drivers winless this season who will start the chase 60 points behind Hamlin. Clint Bowyer was the only real driver on the bubble at the start of the race, but had a stout car, led 33 laps, and finished sixth to grab the final chase spot. And in nationwide action, Kevin Harvick passed Brad Keselowski for the lead with just over 50 laps to go last Friday night and won the NASCAR Nationwide Series race for his third victory of the season and 37th overall series win. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you, Jeff, for that up-to-the-minute update, and we appreciate it so much. We'll throw it a quick trivia question, easy enough for I to say. Here it is. The trivia question is an easy one. The Capri. Who made the Capri vehicle? That's an easy question for you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Well, recently, while I was broadcasting from the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, I had the pleasure of broadcasting from the True Car Zag Hospitality Suite, and had a great time there and was able to do all my different radio shows. And it's all thanks to this gentleman joining us right now. He is the founder of TrueCar.com and also Zag.com. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program Scott Painter. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me. And by the way, the Capri was my second car.
Was it really? Wow.
It was a really fast car.
A good handling car for its day, too.
It really was.
How about your first car? What was that?
I had a Fiat Spider 2000 with a Pininfarina design. It was a great entry-level car with great style, and it was a navy blue with a tan interior soft top.
Well, it sounds like it's still very close to your heart.
I love cars.
And that's why you've been so successful in launching websites. Before True Car and Zag, you launched a very successful website also in the automotive realm.
I've been in online automotive now for almost 20 years. I was the founder and CEO of CarsDirect.com, and we were one of the first companies to bring upfront pricing to the web.
And now with TrueCar.com, you guys have kind of gone in a even more aggressive direction, really offering some cutting-edge technology. Tell us a little bit about your goals for this new company, TrueCar.com.
Well, I think it's a really exciting time both to be in auto retail on the sell side, but also as a consumer. I think that for the first time, the amount of information that is available is going to transform the automotive buying experience. There is the ability now through just massive amounts of transactional data to bring radical clarity to the entire process. And it just eliminates all of that frustration and all of that back and forth negotiating. And I think we can really get back to the thing we enjoy, which is getting a brand new car.
So true. I mean, many, many folks, male and female, just dread the whole process of having to go to a dealer and negotiate because, you know, let's face it, these sales folks are trained to basically get as much money from you as possible.
Well, that's been their real goal. And I think that most consumers today are a lot more informed than they've ever been in the past. The dynamic between the customer and the salesperson has totally shifted. 10, 15 years ago, you used to go in and the salesman was there to inform you about the product and mm-hmm. to walk you through the features and the benefits of the product. And today, the salesman is there to maximize and optimize the transaction in terms of margin. That's about it.
Absolutely.
Most consumers are coming in fully educated about the product.
It's very cool what you're doing at True Car because you're tracking all the sales in the local area as well as nationwide on specific models. I mean, every model. Explain to our listeners a little bit about the True Car buying experience.
So one of the things that we focus on is just a massive computational analytics exercise. We are gathering transaction data from around the country from every imaginable source. When you buy a car, you not only leave a trail at the dealership with your sales and purchase receipt, but you also have to pay tax on that car and register that vehicle so it shows up in both databases. Then most people finance that car, so you apply for a car loan, and then you also get a car loan, and then everybody has to insure that car. So the transaction data is everywhere, and we have just taken a very broad-based approach to gathering all of the available data, and then taking a very computational approach to analyzing that data. And I don't think anybody's ever really taken it on. It is a massive task, and what we have learned as a result is just amazing. The average consumer would just be, I think, astonished to see that the difference in price between the customer who paid the most and the customer who paid the least for an identically equipped car varies on average between 30 and 35%. In a given market over a 30-day period. And on a $50,000 Chevy Suburban, that could be $15,000.
Absolutely remarkable, Scott. And every month you guys, for absolutely 100% free, offer a report. And this report, the True Trends Analysis, is really quite in-depth in what it offers consumers.
Well, because we're gathering data from around the country, we can not only look at make, model, and trim level sales down to the detailed option package, but also slice that data by geography. So we can look at trends in terms of what's really moving in your market. We can look at it on a national basis. We can see which brands are starting to pick up momentum. We can then overlay that data with cost data and incentive data, and we can really begin to understand what incentives are working, what different markets represent a great opportunity for the consumer. And it also really helps the dealer to set the pricing so that they can optimize their margin without having to sacrifice all that extra time.
We're going to have much more with Scott Painter straight ahead from TrueCar.com and Zag.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
We all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or $5,000 repair bill. Even if your factory warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-871-4131. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. That's 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America. My name is Bob Long. Scott Painter joins us, car enthusiast, founder of TrueCar.com and Zag.com. We're telling you all about the wonderful services that you can find at TrueCar.com, and we're going to tell you a little bit about Zag as well. But every month, Scott and his team come up with this report, and within the report, I mean, it tells you just a gamut of things, the best and worst days of the month to buy a car, the largest total incentives. Also, you cover things like the greatest discounts, and most importantly, the TrueCar Price Flex score. Explain that to our listeners, Scott.
Sure. The Price Flex score is really a guide to how soft or in demand a vehicle is. So the ability for a consumer to actually negotiate a better deal based on having a better Flex score is really the objective of the report. And with all of these reports, we're trying to leverage the large database that we've amassed around what's actually going on in the market. And most people don't really realize that invoice and MSRP, which are the two numbers that you can get on any car at any dealership, really don't tell you what you should pay for the car. What others are paying for that car over the last 30 days is what's relevant. And so if you go to TrueCar.com, you can not only drill down to an actual report on an actual car, and you can configure it the way you want to buy the car, so you can use the report down to the dollar at the dealership. But you can now start to look at the database from different ways. So one of the things that we have found that is very powerful that we've just launched is the ability for a consumer to go in and say, I'm looking for an SUV in Los Angeles, California, and we will tell them statistically what vehicle in that area is the best deal based on what others are paying currently. And that is a really new layer of insight. I mean, radical clarity, and it totally transforms the power base in the conversation between the consumer and the dealer and levels that playing field.
Absolutely, and it really, like you say, gives the consumer so much power. And another thing, of course, that you are doing all the time is looking at trends, and we keep hearing about Americans going back towards smaller vehicles, but I know when we were talking a little bit earlier today, you say that that's very much dependent on gasoline prices.
Well, one of the things that we notice is that right now the market is very sensitive to value, and while subcompacts and compacts are certainly picking up momentum over the last 9 months, we've really seen a resurgence of pickup trucks and SUV sales, and that has obviously had great benefit to the American car companies. But the reason for that is that we have not seen a lot of volatility in the fuel market. And one of the other dimensions of this that seems a little bit counterintuitive but is very, very real is that hybrids are really not top sellers right now. The cost of hybrid technology is not being offset by the high mile per gallon alternatives that exist in the internal combustion category. So people are looking at vehicles that are better deals, that cost less, that are not hybrids, as a way to save money. They're not, the sort of tail of the tape is that we're much more value-driven than green. While green is certainly a good motivation, it's certainly not what's moving car sales.
Is that very much geographically sensitive? Are certain areas of the country a lot more green than others?
There are certainly all sorts of trends like that you can see. If you look to both the West and the East Coast, there's no question that there tends to be sort of a much greener bent in both of those markets. And sort of in the Midwest, we tend to be much more focused on just pure value decision-based buying.
How do you guys come up with the best and worst days of the month to buy a car? Because that's really unique. No one else has even come close to trying to do that.
Well, again, it really is a combination of all of these different data streams. So not only are we looking at which day of the month, we're looking at cost data, incentive data, demand data, how many vehicles are currently sitting in inventory in which markets. And so we can, down to the year, make, model, trim, and option package, tell you geographically where to buy the car and which day of the month you're going to get your best deal, all things being equal. So it doesn't mean that you can't be a better negotiator, and it doesn't mean that you can't be a worse negotiator, but what we're trying to do is make sure that we're providing as much statistical clarity around all of this data and really helping both sides. And one of the things that we've found in doing this is counterintuitive, it helps the dealer. An informed consumer buys a car a higher percentage of the time and takes less time with the dealer than an uninformed consumer. And so really this is about helping to understand the sustainable supply and demand inflection point in auto retail. It's not a race to the bottom. It is a move to sustainability. And I think this is really the future of auto retail, where the dealer who is massively overcharging based on misinformation or a lack of fair information for the consumer is going to fall away, and the dealer who is pricing their cars at market, offering customers a fair deal and transparent information, are going to be the real winners in this.
The thing that I really love about your site, TrueCar.com, is the fact that, as you pointed out earlier, you can go in and build a car exactly the way you want. I mean, every option that the manufacturer has on its palette, you've got there the colors, you name it, and there's no place else that really goes into so much detail compared to some of the other sites out there in the marketplace. And then when you combine that factor with coming up with the Flex Score and then being able to locate dealers in your area, it's a win-win across the board.
Well, we really felt that the mission at TrueCar was about bringing radical clarity to a process that we all find time-consuming and frustrating, but yet that we all share. We all go through it. And I think that the goal of the company is to drive to a transaction that is good for both the buyer and the seller. We're not looking to in any way hurt the seller. We think that the future of auto retail is about using the science and the numbers behind what is going on in the market to find that true, sustainable supply-demand equilibrium.
Tell our listeners a little bit about the other website I mentioned that you founded in addition to TrueCar, and that's Zag.com, and this is very cool as well.
Well, so we've been really focused on helping people to get a better car buying experience for quite some time, and Zag is a affinity group or brand auto buying program operator, and it's not a to-the-consumer website so much as it is a business that builds exclusive auto buying programs for large brands like American Express, USAA, AAA, Consumer Reports, and about 50 others. And at this point, we are allowing members of those organizations, and if you're a member or if you're not sure, go to Zag.com and we'll refer you back out to your membership that you belong to. And you can go online, configure the car, put in all the options, all the accessories, and you will dial directly into an upfront price. You don't have to go out shopping at 3, 4, 5 dealers. We all know that when given a price at a dealership, we tend to call 2 or 3 dealers just to verify that's a good deal. We've done that work for you at Zag, and we operate all those programs. Today, we're selling about 13,500 cars a month.
Wow. Scott Painter, the founder of TrueCar.com, Zag.com, thank you so much, my friend, and we look forward to talking with you again real soon.
Thanks for having me.
Straight ahead, Paul Eisenstein. Don't go away.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Hi, this is Auto World's Bob Long with a really special deal just for you. The folks at California Car Cover Company are going to give you a discount if you put in my name, Bob Long, in the discount code box at calcarcover.com. You'll get 15% right off the top of your order. So log on to calcarcover.com or call 800-423-5525 and use discount code Bob Long.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World each and every week at this very same time. Right now, we're going to go to one of our favorites, one of our regular contributors. He's the publisher of the Detroit Bureau and a noted automotive journalist, esteemed automotive journalist. You can also hear him on National Public Radio. Paul Eisenstein, welcome to Auto World. How you doing there, Paul?
Hey, Bob. Fine. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks very much. Just curious to get your take. I don't know what the latest is. What's the latest on the Obama plan there to grade vehicles, the A, B, C, D deal? Did that fall through, or is that still pending?
I think they're still discussing it, Bob. I'm sorry that it's one of my editors is working a little bit more closely on that, so I can't give you the absolute up-to-the-minute news on that. But for those who are wondering what the heck this is about, they were talking about giving literally passing or failing grades to various cars out there, depending on how good the fuel economy is. I think the idea was that we're at a point right now where gas guzzlers have to be labeled essentially that, and that they are viewed as failing in this new energy-conscious world. I've got a feeling that it won't go through exactly as proposed, but there will be something that will come up at some point, and that we will see that there will be favored vehicles, if you will.
It's going to be interesting to see as well how the EPA comes up with standards to evaluate electric vehicles and also some of these emerging technologies, Paul. I hear there's, you know, a lot of confusion about that.
Oh, my gosh. There's a lot of confusion about what is supposed to be named what. How do you explain to the public what it is? Look at the look at the challenge that people have right now, just distinguishing between the extended range electric vehicles, which is what Chevrolet calls its Volt, versus plug-in hybrids. Are they the same or are they not the same? And I'll tell you what, I can sit down in a room full of experts and they'll disagree as much as a room full of economists will disagree over what to do with the American economy right now. But there is a something of a difference. Plug-in hybrids generally are seen as vehicles that are designed to run on gas or electric. You generally try to put them on electric first, but they'll run on either or. The Volt strategy is it's what's called also called a serial hybrid in that it doesn't have the two technologies, the two powertrains driving the wheels either together or separately, but either one can drive it. That's probably not clear. How to better explain it? In a Prius, the wheels can be turned by the gasoline motor or the battery powered motors at the same time. Okay. In the Volt, the gasoline engine that's on board serves only one purpose. It acts as the generator. When you run out of battery, this thing kicks in and it basically is a generator, much like some people have in their backyard to power the house if the if the grid power goes down. The gasoline engine never actually turns the wheels on the Volt, so that's why it's called an extended range electric vehicle. The wheels are always being turned by electric power.
We'll talk a little bit more about the new Nissan Leaf as well as the Koreans entering the electric market, but an interesting story caught my eye at the DetroitBureau.com, and that's to do with some good news for a change. Highway deaths plummet to a 60-year low. Interesting story, Paul.
Isn't that amazing? Yes. One of the most wonderful things that I have reported on in a long, long time is the fact that we have seen a sharp jump, not quite double digits, but still significantly down from what we saw over the years. You know, there was a time when we were seeing almost 50,000 people killed on the highways any year. It's insanity when you think about the fact that we, in some years back in the 70s and 80s, saw as many people die on the highways every year. And that included cars, motorcycles, and pedestrians. But as many people died every year as were killed in the Vietnam War. In what, 2 decades?
Yeah, exactly.
And we were seeing this. People just don't understand how serious the carnage is on the highways. Now, the numbers are good. They're down from the peak by, 40%. But that still means that we are seeing as many as 33,000 people killed on the highways every single year. Let's put it in perspective that relates to this weekend. In any given year, I mean, any given week, we are seeing a significant, we're talking about 600 people killed, or in the year, we're seeing 10 times as many people killed on the highway as were killed on 9/11.
Wow. That is really something to think about. Certainly, technology has played a big role, I would imagine, Paul, in lowering that number. Law enforcement, drunk driving laws, what are some of the other factors that have contributed to the figure dipping?
There are certainly a lot of different things that are going on here. Law enforcement cracking down on drunk driving is a major issue. Now, we can argue whether the crackdown on speeding really has an effect. I think that, personally, I think that we're seeing revenue enforcement as much as we are seeing a real push for safety. But we are definitely seeing the drunk driving crackdown work. We're seeing more people buckle up. About 85% of Americans now wear their seatbelts. And the, George Madison University in Washington estimated that every 1% that we see belt usage go up results in hundreds of lives saved every year. And then, of course, there's new technology, airbags for one, anti-lock brakes, collision avoidance systems, and everything else. So the technology is another factor that's clearly having a role.
Absolutely. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. If anyone has a comment or question about what we've been talking about, or if you like to talk electric vehicles or what's going on in Detroit, where Paul is located with the Big Three, or what used to be the Big Three, the Detroit Three, we now call them, we'd love to hear from you. Also on the DetroitBureau.com, you can take a look at Paul's first drive of the 2011 Nissan Leaf, certainly one of the most highly anticipated new vehicles of the 2011 model year. And Paul, I was a little bit surprised a little bit earlier today when you and I were chatting, and I didn't realize the cost of the batteries in this vehicle was anywhere near what you told me. Tell our listeners a little bit about the inside scoop here on the Leaf.
Oh, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to realize how expensive batteries are, and that's a major reason why electric vehicles won't catch on that quickly. Sorry, somebody just popped up with a message on my screen asking me something about the show. The reality is that a typical battery to power a vehicle as small as the Nissan Leaf, and this is a small vehicle about the size of a Prius, has 24 kilowatt hours of batteries on board. And to buy those batteries, most manufacturers will spend about $1,000 per kilowatt hour, which means that they have about $24,000 worth of batteries on board. Now, my sources at Nissan tell me by producing their own batteries and the fact that they've been in the business for a long time, their prices have been sharply, sharply reduced. And there's no question battery prices are beginning to come down. But to be fully competitive with the internal combustion engine, Boston Consulting, a big consulting house, does a lot of automotive work, estimated you're going to have to cut prices by 80% to $200 before the electric vehicle could truly compete.
It's so true, especially when you're looking at 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Fiestas and many other vehicles. More with Paul Eisenstein is straight ahead, so don't go away, right here on Auto World.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Paul Eisenstein is our very special guest, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, esteemed automotive journalist. And the good news about the Detroit Bureau, of course, number one, it's 100% free. But beyond that, you can subscribe. Paul, tell us about that. And that, of course, is 100% free as well.
Well, you know, this is the thing that we try to do, is keep our readers in touch with the latest news, whether it's spy shots, reviews, breaking news, inside tips, guides, buying and selling tips, and the more. And you can, of course, go to the site, but we want to make sure that you're aware of all the news when it happens. You don't have to sit back and try to remember all the various places that you go to all the time checking your news. If you'd like, you can simply go to thedetroitbureau.com and click on the button that says subscribe. You will get the latest news, whether you want it every time there's a breaking story or you simply want a one a day or even one a week alert. But this is the fastest way to stay up on all the news happening in the business, whatever that interests you. And again, it is free. And by the way, I should stress that unlike a lot of places, we make sure that we never share your personal data. We only ask your name and your email address. We're not looking to spread about your information or do any spamming. You'll just get only the information from thedetroitbureau.com.
Let's talk a little bit about the driving experience when you got a chance to actually get behind the wheel of the Leaf. You were telling me a little bit earlier today about, you know, something that, you know, I've thought a little bit about, but you really brought it to the forefront of my mind. And I bet you lots of our listeners joining us right now probably don't think of this, but the quiet factor, the fact that these electric vehicles are so quiet, they're not going to mask a lot of the road noises that our normal internal combustion driven vehicles do. So all of a sudden, this quiet driving experience is going to be interrupted by some rather strange sounds.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, you don't think about this. One of the great things about an electric vehicle is it's so quiet. One of the bad things about an electric vehicle is it's so quiet. The reality is that you don't have this big internal combustion engine spinning in front of you, making a lot of noise. Instead, you've got a very quiet electric motor. So suddenly, you get what the people in the industry like to call the stumps in the swamp syndrome. And what that is that all of a sudden you start to hear the things you never noticed before. The windshield wiper motor, the tick and the pop from various things under the hood. You hear wheel noise, tire noise like you never did before, and, of course, wind noise. You'll even notice all of a sudden all that whining and whistling that comes off of your radio antenna. Now, the folks at Nissan are taking a lot of steps to make sure that you don't suffer from this stumps in the swamp syndrome. If you look at the car, of course, it is very distinctive. One of their goals was to try to have a vehicle that reminds you of the Toyota Prius, a distinctive vehicle that you know. It sort of blares out to anybody that sees it. I'm green. But the design has a couple of other purposes. Obviously, it's aerodynamic. The idea is to reduce wind drag so you get more mileage for every little watt of power in those batteries. The other thing is that it helps reduce noise. Now, there's a lot of additional noise reduction technology that goes into the vehicle, mastics and thicker panels to reduce sound that goes into the cabin. But one of the things that I found really intriguing were some of the small steps. For example, if you look at the headlights, and you can see some pictures on the Detroit Bureau and see our review of driving the Leaf, you'll notice the headlights sort of have an almost a blister type of quality. They bulge a little bit. And one of the reasons is those are designed specifically to direct wind away from the mirrors, so it reduces the amount of wind noise by the side of your head, whether you're a passenger or a driver.
Interesting. And another thing that's interesting that lots of folks don't realize, one of the advantages, of course, of an electric-driven vehicle is the fact that the engines produce, the motors, I should say, produce instant torque. And so in a lot of cases, these cars are pretty peppy off the line. That's what I've heard, Paul. I haven't personally driven a Tesla or any of the all-electric vehicles.
Yeah, it's quite intriguing when you think about the electric vehicles because these are not high-powered vehicles. You know, you're not looking at multi-hundred horsepower engines. The Leaf, for example, only has about 107 horsepower, if my memory serves me, but it has over 200 pound-feet of torque, which is striking. And what's really good about an electric vehicle is that the torque comes on the moment the motor starts to turn. So you get, for this little vehicle, an almost V6-like acceleration when you step on the throttle, if you really kick in. And it's a nice little feeling. Now, it doesn't stay there. You're not going to race a Mustang up to 60. 0 to 60 times on the vehicle, or in the range of about 10 and a half seconds. We're waiting for the production vehicle to have hard numbers. But your 0 to 30 time, which is what you're going to mostly experience when you're in traffic or on local roads, that's really impressive, and that's the fun part of the vehicle. When you get on the freeway, even though your top speed is rated at 90 miles an hour, the reality is you're not going to get there all that fast, but you're going to be able to keep up with traffic. Just don't expect to spend a lot of time in the left lane.
The exterior of the vehicle certainly is very futuristic, and that carries over to the interior design theme. They've done some quite unique things there, Paul. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's, of course, a very high-tech interior, the idea being to make you feel like you're plugged into the future. There's digital displays everywhere. And one of the things that you will see will be a lot of displays encouraging you to ease off on the throttle, reward you with visual images to let you know that you are maximizing your range. The reality is you're only going to get about 100 miles of charge, maximum. And charges will vary according to how you drive and where you drive. You're on a cold day, you could get as little as 65 or so miles if you're using the electric heater on full bore and you're driving aggressively. On a mild day when you have neither heat or air conditioning and you're really feathering the throttle, you could get up to 140 miles. But the reality is it's not like a gas station. You want to know where you're going to be able to get to and back. Otherwise, you could wind up spending some hours waiting while the vehicle charges. So it will show you on its central nav screen where your range is. It'll illustrate as far as you can get and where you can get back to. Plus, it will also flag where the nearest charging stations are. And that's a real nice feature. By the way, charging times, if you go with the 220-volt charger, which will add about $2,000 to the cost of the vehicle, we're looking at about 6 hours. However, Nissan is pushing very hard in a number of states to get a network of high-speed chargers, 440-volt chargers set up in public areas. Those could reduce charging time for about an 80% charge, about 80 miles, to about 30 minutes.
Well, that would be significant, definitely. And it's interesting, again, getting back to the noise issue, I didn't realize that it actually has a switch that you can turn on and off that produces an artificial engine noise up to 18 miles an hour. What does that sound like, Paul?
It sounds like an electronic imitation of what a car sounds like. And the idea is that electric vehicles are just so quiet that when you're driving around town, people may not even see you coming, hear you coming anyway, particularly those who are sight impaired. So there's probably going to be a new federal regulation, as Nissan people explained to me. They want to get out ahead of it. There's also a beeping, a chiming when you back up. Thank you. Thank you. It does not sound like a garbage truck in reverse, but you will hear a bit of a beeping when you do go backwards.
Oh, that is great. And as long as we're talking electric vehicles, the first battery car for Hyundai and for Korea, it's called the Hyundai Blue-On Battery. Interesting name there,
battery
Paul.
Electric vehicle, yeah. I guess it's blue because that's what a lot of people are calling green. Figure that out. Blue's the new green, I guess. you have the Mercedes Blue Tech, which is their diesel. So a lot of folks are saying blue is green. Anyway, the deal is that Blue On, as in switch it on, will be an electric version of the little i10, which Hyundai sells over in Europe. Will it come to the United States? I don't know if the i10 will. We might see it here. The good news for those who do like battery propulsion, look to see the Hyundai Sonata get a hybrid edition in just a matter of months, and the new Optima from Kia will have a battery hybrid drive system as well.
Wow. Paul, time absolutely flies when you're with us. Thank you so much, my friend, for your time here today. We'll do it again real soon.
Good. Bob, great to be with you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.